You have Nighttime Economy, the podcast from 24 Hour Nation. My name is Randall White. The city of Dallas has joined the ranks of American cities that have embraced the potential for their nighttime and sociable economies. Dallas's formalized interest in the nighttime economy began in 2015 with two grassroots political advocacy initiatives, which led to the creation of 24 Hour Dallas, a nonprofit organization. Accelerated by the work of the consultancy, Responsible Hospitality Institute, and cemented by the buy-in from City of Dallas elected officials and staff, Dallas reached a new milestone in the fall of 2023 when it approved hiring an individual who is dedicated to serve as the internal specialist for the Texas City's nighttime ecosystem. In this episode of Nighttime Economy, the podcast from 24 Hour Nation, we speak with that newly hired expert, Nathan Armstrong, and learn what strides he has already made and has planned.
My job is manager of Nighttime Economy and Responsible Hospitality. And so my role has a significant meaning within the city of Dallas. And in short, it means that the city has acknowledged its thriving nighttime economy and its entertainment, several entertainment districts. So there's meaning there too, right? And it's from a public safety standpoint, Dallas is committed to protecting its residents, its employees, its visitors in our social spaces. And we're committed to maintaining quality of life for our residents as well. You know, it includes a service first approach to the Dallas nighttime businesses, which I see as the anchors of our entertainment districts. And those businesses vary everything from sports and recreation, restaurants, bars, any social assembly, right? And so that definition varies, and we're here for them.
Well, and I'm glad to hear you talk about sports events, because that's not often in the vernacular of a lot of folks who are working in the nighttime economy, but it is a major driver of nighttime activity, sociable activity. It's very cool. Now, How long have you been in this position?
I'd like to say I'm still newly hired, 4 months into it. So
okay.
And just getting started.
And you and I know the answer to this question, but the listeners may not. Are you the first to have this role?
I'm the first in the nighttime role here within the city as it relates to the nighttime division, right? That falls under convention and event services. And there's a whole background history, right, of the other departments that are involved as well.
Sure. And we'll get to that in a little bit, because it is important, this kind of team approach, I think, that the city of Dallas is taking. By my count, there are 15 or so nighttime economy managers working for local municipal governments in the states. On organizational charts, these positions are situated in departments ranging from police to economic development or planning or even the mayor's office in many instances. Your position is the first of these 15 that has been placed in tourism, convention, and events, or a similar department. What do you believe to be the strength of that placement?
And so as I've heard the background before my time within the city of Dallas, there were conversations of where to house the role. And the offices that you mentioned, you know, were all on the table. And really, ultimately, convention and event services is structured for permitting through the Office of Special Events, and they do it very well. So just about 2 years ago, with the implementation of the Commercial Promoter Registration Ordinance in summer 22, Convention and Event Services and the Office of Special Events were readily available to mobilize and support that registration process. And it really led to that decision there, that strength. Furthermore, the director, Rosa Fleming of Convention and Event Services, she oversees—
Who is a kick-ass leader, if I might say. You wouldn't say that,
she
but
is.
I will. Go ahead.
Yeah, I will say. And, you know, there's a lot in her purview here underneath the department. The T-Ball is our Black, the Black Academy of Arts and Letters here.
Right.
Omni Dallas Convention and Center Hotel. American Airlines Center, where the Mavs and the Stars play.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think I knew that.
Eddie Bernice Johnson Union Station, where Amtrak is, also has some event space in there. Pioneer Plaza, right outside our convention center here. And also oversees the CVB partnership with Visit Dallas. So lots of hospitality play in there, right? And so under Rosa, under this department, there's a big driver for Dallas's economy. not just from a tourism standpoint, but from that social standpoint in our nighttime economy.
And it's wonderful to have seen Dallas embrace this over this time frame. Now, have you had the opportunity yet to sit down with fire, police, code, building inspection, other departments to kind of create a collaborative approach to working in Dallas's nightlife districts? I know there was some of that beginning to happen before you were put in place, but have you had the opportunity to really kind of strengthen that and bind that team?
Yeah, so there are those existing departments that some of them been operating for many years, some of them a little bit newer, right? So code compliance with some of the individuals in there have been doing this for well over a decade, just kind of unknowingly that, hey, we're actually doing this at night. And now they've also ran a pilot program where they are hiring and developing their nighttime teams. Dallas Fire and Rescue have their nighttime detail, and I think they've been in operation since about mid calendar year last year, doing very well with that, as well as City Attorney's Office, Community Prosecution has individuals that are focused on entertainment businesses and that realm. And so a lot of that collaboration was existing. There are the monthly calls, the monthly collaboration, the week in and week out, especially with Dallas Police Department and the Deep Ellum Task Force and partnering with Deep Ellum Foundation. So there is that collaboration. I do come in as a little bit more of the hub and an hub and spoke organization, right? Where I have that dotted line to everyone. Everyone has the dotted line to connect, but we do have our ongoing, our recurring monthly call where we review, you know, some of the ongoing trends, and they're very seasonal with the nighttime space, as well as some of the initiatives that are running as well, whether, you know, it's Office of Special Events being present, if there's St. Patrick's Day that just passed, for example.
Right.
So there is, in my role, some of that glue that's being applied, absolutely. Have they been working well already together? Yes, but we are looking to continue that growth, absolutely.
And you mentioned the Deep Ellum. I might, for listeners, explain what Deep Ellum is. The Deep Ellum Foundation, the Deep Ellum is I think it is the largest entertainment district, per se, if you want to use that language, in the city of Dallas. It generates probably the most revenue for any of these kind of sociable districts in the city of Dallas. And Deep Ellum itself is a colloquial take on Elm Street. Deep Elm Street goes back to the 20s and 30s when this was a place where a lot of blues and black artists performed, and it really has deep history. And today is probably still the liveliest entertainment district in the city of Dallas. So Deep Ellum is, I just wanted to provide that explanation because some folks don't always know Deep Ellum. What is that? Now, some nighttime economy managers are hired after a city developed and adopted the nighttime economy plan or with strategies. How did your position become a priority for Dallas? Because I don't think the plan happened first.
Yeah, that's right. And there's a lot of history in this role that dates back several years. You know, I'm thankful for local stakeholders, and including yourself, that advocated for this role. And I'm thankful for a city manager, you know, that really prioritized the role. And frankly, city council that voted it in, right, that approved it. You know, Jim Peters and the Responsible Hospitality Institute, they were in talks with our city's chief of economic development at that time. And a group was invited to the Sociable City Summit in D.C. back in 2022. And they got together again in New York City in 23. That role, or at least the initiative, was really in work since 2021. And not long after the summit, Dallas did have two public safety incidents that really slingshot this role into the spotlight with our chief of police, Eddie Garcia. And that's really what led to a new ordinance with the registration for commercial promoters. So there was a need at that time to have someone administer, you know, that program. And during that time, other initiatives were created, you know, pilot programs were created as well with Code Compliance, Dallas Fire Rescue, and Dallas Police Department that we talked about with the Entertainment Task Force working in Deep Ellum.
Sure. Now, are you going to be developing? I mean, in some instances, the plan preceded the position, in other instances, a position preceded a plan. Will there be a nighttime economy strategy planned, developed? I know you're doing some research right now, but are you planning to develop a plan that will be embraced by the city of how to approach the future at night?
Yeah, so from a strategic and an economic standpoint, I haven't gotten that far in 4 months. The
Right.
idea is
Oh,
there.
come on.
Yeah, we there's kind of a two-prong approach that I want to take. And it's really that educational piece. I think there's when I say that, there's educational on our side, but also educational on the public and even our business or social economic sorry, social businesses as well.
Sure.
And there's policy change too, right? And so the two will go hand in hand as we educate, ourselves, but also our local businesses. We will be able to identify those policy changes, those maybe some outdated policy changes that need to be updated.
Sure.
So there's that strategy, or the idea that that strategy needs to be built. Absolutely.
Okay. Now in Dallas, there's a private nonprofit nighttime advocacy group, 24 Hour Dallas, which preceded you. How are you working with this organization since it was on the ground and already beginning to make things happen? How's that relationship working?
So I'm a big fan of 24 Hour Dallas and Brian Tony that's in place there. So I had a great opportunity to meet with Brian the first week that I started here, and I'm thankful to him that he's instrumental in introducing me and really getting me ingrained in the local business network. Inviting me and including me in the monthly events and the trainings for the upcoming Copper Star program. And as I look forward to building my partnership with him, I really see an opportunity to grow the Copper Star program. I think the initiatives are in line with the city's values and really have a place where we get our entertainment districts, we get our neighborhood representatives, those businesses thinking about safety, thinking about crowd management, and it's a great program for that. And they've already established several strong partnerships with Dallas Fire and Rescue, Code Development Services, and I'm looking forward to really bringing that together and continuing some of that educational approach with the city supporting.
Sure. And I might add again here, the Copper Star program is a self-assessment certification program for businesses to adopt and go through a pretty rigorous set of criteria to say that I'm going to be a good neighbor, I'm going to be a safe place to work, I'm going to be a lot of things that I'm going to follow the law. It's fashioned after the Best Bar None program out of Canada, to tell the truth, and Purple Flag program out of the UK, only it's very business specific. And self-assessment with some volunteer follow-up. Now, currently there are four cities in North America, Dallas, Denver, Detroit, and Montreal, that have active private non-government organizations working for safer, more inclusive, and more dynamic nighttime economies. There was another city, Philadelphia, that had such an organization, but once that city hired its nighttime economy manager, that organization seems to have become inactive as if it had achieved its goal. Of the four cities that have a nonprofit organization, only Dallas now has a nighttime economy manager. Do you imagine there's going to come a time when Dallas's nighttime game is so strong that the nonprofit will no longer be needed?
Personally, I don't think so, and I certainly hope not. I think there's something to say that not just a nonprofit in general, but Dallas 24 Hour, they have a strong force behind that. They've been able to accomplish a lot, and I think I attribute that to a lot of their grassroots operation. They have very strong bonds, very strong partnerships, and they've gotten a lot done. I think there's something. Whether it's psychological or not, but the nonprofit space here in Dallas and what they've created is because the community wants that, right? And frankly, I see a space for them, but it's also a mutual partnership in that, I think that they are able to accomplish what many would not be able to accomplish.
Right. There's a wonderful kind of inside and outside take on the nighttime economy. It always helps to have somebody in City Hall. And then perhaps also that grassroots outside organization seems to be a very nice balance, I think. And you're really doing something in Dallas that's not being done anywhere else right now. And I think that that's admirable. So let's talk about you. Okay. What path brought you to this whole nighttime space?
Yeah, that's a good question. When I started 4 months ago, I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, I've always been in entertainment, right?
Right.
But I take myself out of that mindset, and I've really always been in the nighttime scene, if you think about it, whether I'm advocating for it or, on the artist management side or on the promoter side, that's always been my background, right? And so, new to Dallas as of 3 years ago and new to this position, it's really an opportunity for me to put my old hat on and tell myself, I'm going to go out and I'm going to help people, promoters just like me, be able to navigate some of the permitting process, some of the know-how of operating within a city, right? And so in my old life, with wearing that permitting hat and having to travel and produce these festivals in various locations throughout the United States and learning navigating the permitting process and having a hard time doing it, right? And sometimes having to hire that local expertise, if you will. Well, now it's an opportunity for me to, in Dallas, be able to help those folks that are looking for that in the nighttime space, not associated with office of special events, which is separate and distinct, right?
Right. Well, it is daunting for many people who want to produce things at night, or and to all the permitting. The City Hall seems like this big barrier and the bad guy. And what you're able to do is to help facilitate that in a way that keeps nightlife alive and guides them through that process. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly
Okay.
right. But also be
Yeah.
able to take away some of that stress, right? And so these business owners, they're in the business of operating their establishment. A lot of the times these are parts of running your business, pulling permits that might expire or special use, specific use permits, et cetera. And so being able to have that cohesion between development, code, fire, and all of those elements will essentially help those businesses. That would be my goal, really.
Well, and you're like a diplomat to another country. You've got a foot in both places, and that's very helpful. I'm speaking with Nathan Armstrong. He's a manager for Nighttime Economy and Responsible Hospitality for the City of Dallas Tourism Convention and Events. I'll post a page that you can get more information about this particular department in the convention services operation at the City of Dallas. So people will have the link and they'll know how to learn more about you and what this department's doing and know how to get a hold of you. In partnership with Dallas's Tourism and Convention Bureau, Visit Dallas, the tourism organization, and with 24 Hour Dallas, which we've been talking about, you have just completed a nighttime economy survey, the results of which will be presented at the Responsible Hospitality Institute's Sociable City Summit, which takes place in Dallas on the April 18th and 20th of this year, 2024. Are there any sneak preview insights you can share with us?
So I'm just as excited as you are. No sneak previews yet. We do know that that the city of Dallas is providing billions of dollars of economic impact with a B. So that's a sneak peek, very exciting. But the results for the surveys, results for the study, as well as the interviews that we're conducting are not in yet. But we do know that we're in the billions. So that's very exciting.
That is very exciting because we always wanted to know in Dallas what is the economic impact of the nighttime economy. And so, but that's you're gonna, is it still on track to present at the Sociable City Summit some information about this?
It is. Yep. So there are a few sessions that will have information regarding the economic study impact. So we are fortunate to have Zeke Coleman, Don Welsh, and Craig Davis coming in for this, and that is on that Friday, April 19th in the afternoon, 3:45, I believe, is their session. So they will hit on some of the points from that study. Rosa Fleming, our director of convention and event services, is also on a panel that same afternoon. We'll have some insights from that study as well. But parts of that study will be used throughout, throughout the summit and some of the sessions and workshops.
Well, and I got to think that this data is only going to help propel more attention to the nighttime economy from an elected leadership perspective, don't you think? I mean, once the electeds look and see the economic impact and the value of the nighttime economy in the city of Dallas, don't you imagine this will get more support from our city council?
I do. I do. I think we have the support there too, right? We say
Right.
more support, but the support is there. And really what this does is it does give us a benchmark, right? And
Sure.
so here we are in 2024, the first year that a manager of nighttime economy, responsible hospitality was implemented, if you will. And now we have a benchmark of how we can further track. But we have a lot going on here within the city, and I think the study really will play into that, right? With the convention and event services master plan, right? And that's the creation of another entertainment district in our central business district here in downtown
Oh, I
Dallas.
don't think I knew about that. Okay.
So with that said, is let's look at our growth in the nighttime space and be able to track from a benchmark of 2024, right? And so that's the exciting part about the study. But yes, you're right. I mean, that study is going to tell stories of the strength of our nighttime workforce. It could also tell the strength of how some of our sectors and subsectors are broken out, right? And our strengths from not just restaurants versus bars versus music venues versus cultural centers, cultural venues. So we'll be able to tell a deeper story, absolutely. But
That's
I
true.
think that support is there from council, but it might be able to, or sorry, it will be able to decipher, the breakdown a little bit more.
Sure. It's always nice to see numbers, I think, as well as hear stories that both count. My final question of you, Nathan, what do you believe is the greatest opportunity ahead for you in this job? And what will achieving that goal mean for the citizens of Dallas?
So the success of this department, this division, really it plays in with city council strategic priorities, all of them, but specifically public safety, economic development, and more, right? And so really all it is the success of our current strategies under city council, but in the nighttime space. So what will that mean? Quality of life will be maintained. Our residents will be happy. Our businesses will stay open and not close, in a literal sense. So as long as we are prioritizing those initiatives, we will be successful.
Surprise! The priorities of our city's sociable economies after dark are the same as the priorities of cities by daylight. Public safety, economic development, quality of life, sustainable and vibrant businesses working together and well with local government. Imagine, sometimes cities just need to give their nights the same attention received by the day, and that may require a dedicated employer who serves as the glue to bring everything together. This has been Season 3, Episode 7 of Nighttime Economy, the 24-Hour Nation podcast. Visit our website at 24hournation.com and follow us on social media to discover more about the people, programs, and possibilities in cities at night. My name is Randall White.